Greetings, this is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Your speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoom. Listen to this word from God found in 2 John verse 8. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought or gained, but that we receive a full reward. Before we look at this text specifically, let me mention a few points about the letter of 2 John in general. This letter was written by the aged Apostle John to one of the congregations that he served. John is writing to them as a respected office bearer, a dear old pastor to them, and as perhaps by then already the only remaining apostle of Jesus Christ. Some have said that 2 and 3 John are the least important part of the New Testament, but for sure we cannot and must not agree with that for a moment. These letters, too, are part of God's inspired word, and of no part of Holy Scripture are we able to say, nor may we say, that it is of little importance. Rather, there is so very much to learn also from these shortest of letters and books in all the New Testament, and Holy Bible, even. What is good for us to notice just in general still about 2 John, as well as all three letters of John, is the love with which he writes. John, the apostle of love, is full of affection for those whom he is writing to. He says as much to them, too, in verse 1, saying, I love you in truth, really I do. It is noteworthy, too, with what earnestness John writes. As their pastor and spiritual shepherd, he rejoices when the members of the congregation are walking in truth and love. Two words he often repeats, by the way, truth and love. But he is concerned also that the congregation continue so to walk. And he urges the congregation that they be very careful against all the assaults of Satan and the false teachers that even were many already in his day, as he puts it in verse 7. The apostle's concern for the flock is a reflection both of his love for the congregation and his realization of the danger the congregation faces at all times. One other point we should mention yet about 2 John in general, not only does John write with real love and care, but also it is clear with such humility. Though an aged apostle and one who had been much with Jesus himself in his earthly ministry, and indeed even that special disciple of the Lord, yet the apostle's humility is evident in all through the letter, not placing himself above the congregation, but alongside of them, as one with them in spiritual need and dependence upon the Lord always. That he includes himself in all that he writes comes out, especially in verse 8, the text I would especially highlight with you. Look to yourselves, he writes there, and then immediately he goes to the first person plural, that we lose not the things which we have wrought or gained, but that we receive a full reward. You see, he includes himself in the exhortation. Dear radio listener, in line with our text, I bring this message now to you in love and care for you and in humility before you, conscious that whatever I say is a word needed as much for myself as for you. Will you so also receive the message I now give, focusing especially on verse 8, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought or worked for and gained, but that we receive a full reward. What is John actually saying in these words, also in the context of his whole letter? Well, you may know when he says, look to yourselves, what he actually means by that is, take great care, dear friends, ever to look away from yourself to Christ Jesus alone, as your all in all. With look to yourselves, he means, take care and beware, not only to know the Lord, but to stay with him and his word. Take care, not only truly to belong to him, by grace through faith, but to abide with him and his word by grace through faith. In the context of his letter as a whole, there are two main areas where confessing Christians can so easily fail and falter, and that is both in regards to doctrine and life, confession of the faith and practice of the faith. In the first half of his letter, John emphasizes how belonging to Christ for real must show and keep on showing in true love to God and for our neighbor. If you love me, said Jesus, keep my commandments. truly belonging to Christ means ever to follow Him in all of life and to reflect His word and will in our thoughts, words, and deeds, wherever we are and whatever we do and with whoever we may be with. If a person says he or she is a Christian but cares not to obey all the Ten Commandments and to live a holy life, a life of true love to God and to our fellow man, then such a person is just fooling himself. On the other hand, in the second half of his letter, John emphasizes how staying with Christ must also be reflected in a true confession of Christ, as being in one person both truly God and truly man, a real righteous man, and as such the only God-sent, God-approved mediator between God and sinful mankind. Our Lord Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh, and He alone can be and is the Savior of sinners, even for as many as trust and obey Him. Already in John's day, the person and work of Jesus as crucified and risen Savior of sinners, sent from God, was much under attack. There were many deceivers who denied that Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh. All such deceivers then were spreading the lie and reflecting an antichrist spirit, and the same is true today. Many cults and false religions can be detected in this. They take away from the miracle of Christ in His glorious person and His amazing sin-atoning work. Check every teaching on their view of Christ the Savior. In the true Christian faith, Christ is everything on whom the whole of our salvation is dependent from beginning to end. God the Father sent Him and His intent that He be praised. And God the Holy Spirit, rather than draw any attention to Himself, His ministry is to take of the things of Christ and to show His riches unto us time and again from out of the Holy Scriptures. Is Christ not described in the Bible as the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the author and finisher of the faith, the one of whom and through whom and to whom are all things, to whom be glory forever? In and with all heresies, somehow, some way, this altogether lovely Savior is not lifted up and exalted as He should be. John writes to the congregation, which also then was accustomed to receive many different preachers and teachers, to take care that they not be receptive and welcoming to any who would downgrade and negate in any detail the glory of Christ and His person and work. John testifies that whoever takes away from Christ and His glory as taught in the Bible and also by the apostles, that such transgress grievously and abide not in the doctrine of Christ, and thereby also are not of God nor of Christ. But he that abides in the doctrine of Christ, John says, he has both the Father and the Son. Well, dear listener, how do you respond to this word from John? Will you take care not just today and this week, but in all your remaining lifetime, not to give any credence or acceptance to teaching and preaching that takes away from Christ and His person and work, and that takes away from a gospel message of complete salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, from Christ alone, based on the Word of God alone? How easily we can be drawn away from a totally God-centered and holy Word-based and Christ-focused gospel to a more man-centered and world-based and self-focused or even church-focused message. You and I need to be careful in the least way of going in that direction. How easily, too, we can stray, can we not, from a close walk with God in accordance with all His commandments. How small and seemingly innocent and undetectable to others may be the first departures from a close walk with God. It may be just feeding a sinful thought, or neglecting time in the Word and private prayer before God. It may be a spirit of unrepentance about some sin, or a spirit of pride about some good thing. So easily our confession of faith and or our profession of faith can be marred and blurred and become spotted and blotted in one way or another. If you know yourself at all and how deceitful our hearts are by nature and how devilish Satan is still and how alluring this fascinating world with all its treasures and philosophies and fads and thrills, won't you agree? there's every reason to look to ourselves, as John means that. In other words, always to be so careful and prayerful, to be truly confessing Christ and following after him for real, in accordance with all his holy word. Oh, those who truly belong to the Lord, they will not lose the things which they have gained by the gospel, but go on and increase more and more in and through Jesus Christ. Yes, for sure. But never without taking earnest heed also to a text like that which we have before us now, 2 John verse 8. God guarantees the preservation of the saints, but never without also the perseverance of the saints. Will you, dear listener, by God's grace, persevere in the way of truth and love? John mentions so often truth and love, for he had seen the two combined firsthand in the person and work of Christ. And so affected was he with the glory of Christ that all his writings are filled with this theme, truth and love, as revealed in Christ and held on to by his people and reflected in all their lives. When we are living Christian lives, we don't focus on truth at the cost of love, and we don't focus on love at the cost of truth. But we hold to both. Do you hold to both? Someone wrote about 2 John, truth and love are frequently discussed in this world, but seldom really practiced. Well, how is that with you, dear listener? If you will not take care to be careful to live the gospel in true faith and obedience, in truth and love, as John puts it, then except you repent, in time it will become very evident you are not truly among the people of God. You are not really a Christian, and you will lose even the things that you looked like you have gained. God's true people can never lose it, but they live realizing that can only be by staying with Christ and his truth and love. But if you don't care to do that, oh, what reasons for warning you? Or could it be you don't care to receive one day a full reward, an inheritance where your cup runneth over in joy and blessing forevermore? Yes. Here let us notice John calls, look to yourselves. That is, be sure to walk in the truth and love of Christ. He so urges, giving by the Spirit not only an earnest warning about not doing so, but also giving real encouragement about doing so. And listen yet to his encouragement. Look to yourselves. Take care that we receive a full reward, he says. This full reward is the reward of grace, promising us fullness of blessing forevermore, for body and soul, known already here in part by God's people, but yet to be revealed in the life to come, in the new heavens and earth, in all its perfection without end. But that we receive a full reward, live so, says John, by God's grace, ever looking to Jesus, and staying with him, and following after him in accordance with his holy word. And you will receive an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God, through faith, unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, as Peter also puts it in 1 Peter 1, verse 4 to 5. Ah, the gospel promises are not false and empty, but true beyond words, bringing out all the more the urgency of listening to this word of the Lord in 2 John, verse 8. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought or gained, but that we receive a full reward. Even so, God bless you and prosper you, each and all listening now, for Jesus' sake alone. Amen. The preceding message is available in printed form. If you would like to receive a free copy, please write to the Banner of Truth broadcast, 9790 Carlton Street, Chilliwack, B.C., postal code V2P6E3. You can also find out more about this program and about our messages and the nearest Free Reformed Church looking at the website www.frcna.org. Thank you for listening.